Charlotte stopped. A moment later, a tear came to Wilbur's eye. "Oh, Charlotte," he said, "to think that when I first met you, I thought you were cruel and bloodthirsty." When he recovered from his emotion, he spoke again. "Why did you do all this for me?" he asked. "I don't deserve it. I've never done anything for you." "You have been my friend," replied Charlotte. "That in itself is a tremendous thing. I wove my webs for you because I liked you. After all, what's a life, anyway? We're born, we live a little while, we die. A spider's life can't help being something of a mess with all this trapping and eating flies. By helping you, perhaps I was trying to lift up my life a trifle. Heaven knows anyone's life can stand a little of that." "Well," said Wilbur, "I'm no good at making speeches. I haven't got your gift for words. But you have saved me, Charlotte, and I would gladly give my life for you. I really would." "I'm sure you would, and I thank you for your generous sentiments."